Highbridge Audio presents Stephanie Pearl McPhee Casts Off, read for you by the author.
It is not down in any map. True places never are. Herman Melville. Introduction. Wherever you go, there you are. Even if you don't care to travel, if you're a knitter, you're on a journey to an amazing land. You packed your bags for this trip the first time you picked up needles and yarn, the first time someone showed you the knit stitch, or the first time you cracked open a knitting instruction book or surfed a knitting webpage. For some people, the journey to this land is a spiritual one. These are the knitters who find serenity and relaxation in knitting, those who say knitting is the new yoga. For some, it is a journey of self-challenge. Those who view it this way seem to devour knitting, learning the way to cables and lace and grafting so quickly that you can scarcely stand to watch them without feeling inadequate. Some are drawn into knitting by the people they meet along the side of the road, and they are often changed, frequently inspired, and occasionally healed because of these encounters. These are the most perplexing knitters for common humans to understand, and non-knitters try to avoid them at cocktail parties. You can guess how I know that. Whatever the reason for embarking, however the journey can be characterized, or whatever you find when you get to the destination, the point is that knitting takes you on a journey. Becoming a knitter is a process, and knitting itself is far, far more than a hobby. It's a destination, a location, a new land. The land of knitting is a remarkable place. Its borders are far-reaching, extending through almost every country in the world. Admittedly, countries where it's about 100 degrees for much of the year have fewer knitting ports of call, but surely you can understand how there might be just a smidge less incentive for warm knitting wear to develop in Zimbabwe than, say, Russia. The land of knitting has citizens residing all over the globe, and maybe on other planets too. Nobody has ruled that out yet. And knitting's denizens transcend borders, language, race, age, gender, fashion sense, and to be entirely frank, occasionally intelligence. Immigrants to the land of knitting arrive by book, by video, with a mentor, in groups, alone, and sometimes lonely. They come in various states.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?